Amongst masculine identified people, what you're calling nothingness is sufficient. So if two people are identified with nothingness by nature, it's kind of relieving not to have to do anything around each other. So your nothingness is all they want is a way of saying, like I was describing my fishing time with my friends, it's just like, it feels great. I mean, if someone watched us, we're just sitting there. I mean, but it feels fantastic. Like it's a lot of love happening, even though it looks like nothing. Like if your partner was there, she'd be like, hey, you know, like, so here's the thing. When a masculine identified person is with a feminine identified person in that moment, I'm just talking about that moment, you have to add something to nothingness or it doesn't have any value. So, okay, good night, everybody.
Even though it's the highest expression of the masculine side.
Per se, in and of itself, masculine, I don't know how to say. So the masculine in and of itself needs no energetic demonstration.
Right.
She needs an energetic demonstration. Yeah. So she's sitting in, so imagine she's an ocean. So she's got all these internal currents going on all the time. There's no moment when there's not a current in the ocean. It would cease to exist. It just doesn't happen. So she's got these internal flowing feelings and emotions. You do too, but that's your feminine. So she's got these, she's in tune with these flows going on all the time. Now when she says she wants to feel your presence, or she can't talk unless she feels your presence, all those things, what she's actually saying is this. I'm putting words on it, and I'm putting masculine words on it. But unless your consciousness disturbs that water, it doesn't count. So you could be going, like what you call super conscious, but if it doesn't change the flow of her water, it might as well not exist. Now, that's not true for another masculine identified person. We'd kind of prefer not to deal with the water. But so if you were a monk and you were living with only masculine identified people, it would be your description of being present would be totally sufficient, and the monks there would honor that and need nothing else. As soon as you enter tantric practice or the sharing of light and consciousness as a play, as a separative play, so you could share them as resonance. I am love, you are love. I am consciousness, you are consciousness. That's not tantra, that's just the way existence is. Tantra is separating those. I am consciousness, you are light. Okay, let's try that. Now you have a tension. You've purposely created a separation so existence could go back together, which is what we're all feeling. So you've got to give her the energetic expression of your nothingness. Now, and again, in a workshop, we work on this all the time. The main form, the center post of how she will feel your presence is the force of your breath. So if you're in front of your woman like this, and I'm just like this, I'm just with you, so it's not going to make that difference. But so, and now, I like that sound. So you can, as you breathe, and breathe ever more deeply, I have to stop talking to breathe as well. So the universe responds. So.
For information about books, recordings, and upcoming live events with David Data, please visit data.info. That's DEIDA.info.